My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So nice to be here with you on a Wednesday. Excuse me. Got some PEDs in here. I used to do the smelling salts. Me and Hammer used to crack one. Paulie would get in on the mix, and I had some. And I brought them back in because it really will boost your mood. And you refused, Ben.
I refused.
Ooh, man, wake you up. I needed it.
I just think it's going to wreak havoc with my sinuses.
Make your sinuses better.
No, I think I'll have a runny nose like for an hour afterwards, which is not what we want, especially now that we're on YouTube.
Good Lord. All right, I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
Benjamin Higgins is your straight-laced, very straight-laced, friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Good to see you, Benjamin.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's kiss the roach. Do what we have to do to get the mojo right.
For use return.
Yeah, you will be back tonight. Talk about that. We have a huge, huge show planned for you today. And it really, yes, the answer is yes. Welsh Fryer is coming in. Okay? Welsh Fryer, Tom Purnell, I believe is his last name. He will be here today. That means that you can stop sending me.
So his first name isn't Welsh and his last name isn't Fryer.
You can stop sending me DMs. You can stop tweeting suggestions at me for things that we need to do for Welsh Fryer. He's coming in an hour and a half. He's going to hang out.
Sit quietly.
Sit quiet. We got interviews. He's going to sit quietly. And then we'll chat with him when time permits. Now, again, this is not Welsh is listening going, oh, God, what did I do? You did nothing. All you are is just a sweet little kid.
You sound like a fifth grade teacher setting the agenda for the day.
Your people, Welsh, are making me insane.
The Welsh?
People? The Welsh mafia is making me bananas. Here's one I got this morning. You ready for this? Get Welsh Fryer a hitting lesson at Frozen Ropes. He'd be so stoked. It's something that likely is not even a thing in the UK. Get him with Tracy Sanders at the 4S location. He's the best at that facility. It's not close. Great guy. We'll joke around with him while hitting. So now I have to facilitate a hitting lesson at Frozen Ropes. It's 40 minutes from here. Tom, I'm gonna drive you up to Frozen Ropes. I got you dialed in. Bro,
Tom, you're looking a little puffy. Have you tried SD fat loss?
I'm not a travel agent, for the love of God. Nor am I an entertainment consultant.
Would you like to anchor the news with Kimberly Hunt tonight?
How about do sports for men tonight? Paulie's my wife on the phone. He's getting her on the phone. Ben, can't I just let you come in? Paulie's buddy brought him some Welsh cakes this morning. Look at this. Homemade Welsh cakes.
I'm actually very excited about these Welsh cakes. And
look at that.
No, and they look really good. Now, no offense to Paul's friend Alex who brought them in. But if I go to Wales, I don't want someone bringing me a carne asada burrito.
That's the point. That's for us. So,
I personally, I'm excited, though. I've never had a Welsh cake.
Now, you're playing golf today, Ben.
Yep.
Any plans to bring Welsh
No.
fryer? Okay.
Why not?
Babe, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have some bad news for you.
Great.
You have to have sex with Welsh fryer today, okay? I'm sorry. He's coming in. He's 18. He's of age. You have to have sex with Welsh fryer today. So as soon as the show's over, I'm going
to
bring him
hospitable.
Home. Yes, I'm going to bring him home. You guys are going to have sex, and then I'll pick him. I'll drive him probably up to 4S Ranch for his hitting lesson.
Then to Channel 10.
Can you patch him through to HR?
We don't have HR here.
There is no HR.
You're talking
it's
to
Adam.
All right?
I'll text Adam.
So
is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
Adam standing in the room. Is it extra sweet because it was with Welsh fryer?
I'll wear my extra sweet shirt.
The literal boner repeller, that shirt. I'm sorry about this, but you've heard of Prima Nocta. This is some version of it. So I'll be bringing him by, I hope you're ready, at about 10:45. We have a meeting about 11:15.
All right, I'll freshen up.
All right, freshen up. We'll see you soon. And get ready. I love you. Give the kids a kiss. Tell them their dad is very sorry for what I'm having to put you through this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for taking one for the team.
Yeah, thanks for taking one for the team. I want this
that you already don't.
I want this kid to have the greatest experience of his life in the States, okay?
Oh, my God. Not the call I thought I'd take this morning.
He goes back, oh, how was summer holiday? He's like, guys, you're not
sex with Woodsy's wife.
Well, trust me, he'd be very underwhelmed.
Well, it really depends on how many margaritas she's had. And it's a Wednesday, so I don't know.
If he takes you to a hotel, he might have more fun.
That's absolutely true. Well, all right, well, yeah, we'll get a hotel. I'll pay for it. Yeah, 100%. 100%. All right, well, we'll see you in a few hours. I love you. Give the kids a big hug and kiss for me.
You.
All right.
I'll try.
Okay,
right.
Bye. So there you go. Got to make sure this kid's visit is absolutely elite. All right?
Is he going to come out of the pen tonight for the Padres?
Anything else that we could do? Hey, what's he get Welsh for an apartment overlooking Petco Park? Yeah, what else can we do? Maybe we'll get Tony Hawk in, teach him how to skate. Rob Machado.
I mean, we've never had Tony Hawk on.
I don't know Tony Hawk.
Xander Schauffele, can you give him a golf lesson, maybe?
Yes.
If we tell him Welsh Fryer's here, we might,
oh my God,
might be in luck.
This kid. And it is, again, no fault of his own. He hasn't done anything. But I've said it. We're having him in. He's coming on. I got him batting practice passes for Friday. He's going to get to dap up Xander Bogaerts. He's going to, hey, what's up, Manny? Like, those guys are cool. They'll come by. They'll say what's up. Try to give you a good experience. It's never enough. It's never enough. I give you an inch, and you want a mile. You know what I'm saying?
I blame Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney for most of this. No one had even heard of whales like 4 years ago.
Yeah, and whales had been forgotten.
All of a sudden, everything whales is cool now.
Man. Yeah, I'm excited for Welsh. He's going to...
Pretty sure I told you guys the first time when we had Welsh Fryer on Zoom from Wales. I think I told you guys when I was in... middle school, I probably was 14 years old. We had like World Culture Day. We had the big assembly in the gym, and everybody got to walk in with their big flag of wherever their heritage was. And somebody already had like the Italian flag, the German flag.
Sure.
I had nothing left. I lied. I said I was from
Welsh. Cool
because
flag.
Nobody had the Welsh flag, and it's badass. There's like a big red dragon on it. I'm like, I'll take that one. They're like, are you Welsh? I'm like, oh, yeah, totally.
I had another guy.
You could pass off a little bit as Welsh.
Thank you.
I had another guy DM me over the weekend and say, do you think Group Dog is going to let him throw out a first pitch? I said, I don't have any effing idea.
Why don't you DM him?
Ask him. I don't make those calls, nor am I going to on a Saturday. Hey, Group Dog, it's Woodsy. How are you? Good. Team's playing great. Anyway. Let me get Welsh Fryer a first pitch, if that. It, you know how long it took us, Ben and Woods, the number one morning show on the effing flagship? You know how long it took us to get a first pitch? 5 years! Five! Five! Cilio had one. Tammy had one. It took us 5 years. Five to get one. This kid's just cruising. Hey, what can I? Anything
Every
else?
Competing radio
Drew
show.
Drew says, give him your Oasis ticket.
Absolutely not. Absolutely, absolutely not. Oh, man. All right. rant over. Hannah seemed to, she seemed receptive to it, at least.
It's not a good sign for you.
That's really not.
Yeah, it's not concerning at all. That was not a very hard sell.
No, it wasn't. I thought it would be a little bit like, no, I would never. It's like, all right. She's you know, she's a team player. Take one for the team. She doesn't like when people ask me for stuff. It stresses
her out.
You know,
the age difference between her and Welsh Fryer
is actually
is
little...
just about the same as the age difference between you and her.
How old is he? 18?
He's 19.
19.
Yeah.
And she's 34.
For 15 years.
So we're 14,
14
years.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right, right there.
That is absolutely...
See how the other half lives for for an evening.
Janine, relax. It's all right. I'm taking the piss, as they say in the UK. She says it seems like an uncomfortable situation to walk into by no fault.
It was. I promise you, I walked right into it this morning with no idea, and it was a very uncomfortable situation.
Nothing would delight me more than to see... We don't have a bench coach here in San Diego. Nothing would delight me more. Eric Grubner, if you're listening,
get him in the dugout.
Get him in the dugout! Just sitting next to Schulte. You know, legs crossed.
Take out the lineup card.
Yeah, in his ear. Shooting the breeze with him, you know.
Exchange the lineup card with AJ Hinch tonight.
I am dead, dude. Oh, my God, that would be the greatest. Now I think we should get on a mission to see how much stuff we can get him. You know what I mean?
See how much muscle we can really flex.
It's incredible. All right, so he'll be here at 7:30. And excited, poor kid. He's going to walk into a hornet's nest this morning. But no, we're excited to have him. We'll set the menu coming up next. But yeah, just it gets...
Dominic says in the chat, text Hoffy, see if we can get him his seats.
Gets a little overwhelming at times. And, you know, I feel guilty immediately for, like, should I have done more? I do. That's just the way that I'm wired, and that my nature is, well, have I done enough for this kid? That's what it really boils down to. And it's a flaw in me. It's not something I don't think to be celebrated. It's something in me where I'm like, should I be doing more? And I know the answer is no. I know the answer is no. But there's that tiny little kernel that sticks in my brain that's like, oh, really? That's the best you can do? It sucks.
You know, the real difference between me and you, and there are many,
yeah.
I don't have that.
You don't have it at all. Not even a little bit.
Ben doesn't lay in bed at night.
Nope.
I don't. I feel like,
did I do enough for those people?
We did a really nice thing, just opening the door to our building and letting him walk up here today. Well, that pat on the back for Ben for what he did.
Drew said, can we call the Navy and get him a flyover tonight?
You ever been in an F-16, kid?
Today's your lucky day. He's just barrel rolling across Miramar. One of my favorite bits we've ever done. You guys keep your suggestions coming. And if
Sam Fire, put Squingus, go get it. Good job, Atlanta City, go, go, go.
It's literally one of my favorite opens we've ever done. So let's keep it rolling. Ben will set the menu next. We will get into all of the... Oh, as somebody, Squirrely, said, this lineup today is like bases loaded. I said, man, you're right. The bases are loaded on Ben and Woods. We'll fill you in on who's coming in, what we're going to talk about, all that next.
Kelly with traffic, and then we're off and running on a Wednesday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope everybody enjoyed their day off. Padres day off yesterday. I think we all needed one. I know the team needed one for sure. But even as a fan, every once in a while, it's okay to not have a game to look forward to later that day.
I missed it last night.
Did you?
I always do, man. I do. But it did make me feel better knowing that those guys got a chance to reset and shut the mother down, hit a cold plunge. I saw Manny send out the results of a fantasy football draft. Now, I did not, on Instagram, you'd have to screenshot it.
I did.
And then, oh, you did it.
I zoomed in.
Okay, Paulie zoomed in. So was Manny in a draft last night?
It was like the MLB draft.
Oh, with all the MLB players.
Yeah, so I zoomed in.
Oh, yes, I love this.
Mike Moustakas had the first pick.
Then this is Hosmer's league, clearly.
There was a team with a lot of the teams had multiple managers to get everybody in. So Austin Barnes, Jock Peterson, and Alex Wood were a team.
Okay.
Andrew Benintendi and Jake Mariznick.
This is probably just a friendly, like, $20 buy-in league, I'd imagine.
It's actually illegal for them to bet anything,
right.
So it's probably just for no money
just
at
for,
all.
Just for pride.
Big Cat from Barstool was in this league.
Oh, wow.
Hosmer. JT Realmuto and Kyle Schwarber have a team.
Oh, legit.
Mike Trout, he's running it by himself.
Nice. Of course he is.
Alex Bregman and Brian McCann.
Okay.
Manny Machado by himself.
Solo.
Got his own team. Shane Bieber and Austin Hedges.
Austin Hedges.
Of course he's going to weasel his way.
Hey, guys! He's the court jester.
And then Mike Napoli had a team. Rounding out the league was Will Myers.
Will Myers in the league. Okay. Yeah. That's pretty solid. Solid.
No Tommy Pham in this league.
No Tommy Pham.
Been excommunicated from
Tommy
some
Pham.
Of the leagues.
Well, yeah, give me our captain's team to show the results.
Yeah.
I want to see who
picked
our captain. Yeah, I want to know this. This is info I'd like to know.
Let's see. Manny, his first pick was G. Wilson.
Oh, Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson from the Jets.
New York
Marvin
Jets.
Harrison Jr. Mike
what?
Evans.
Marvin Harrison Jr. Me and Manny.
Mike Evans, that. Alvin Kamara.
Woods has Kamara,
Anthony Richardson.
AR-15.
David Njoku. I'm just reading the names that I know.
We
had a fantasy football draft yesterday, and I realized I don't know a lot of players.
There's a few unknown commodities.
I was pretty good until the third round.
Third round.
He's got the Browns defense.
It got a little dicey.
And then Manny's backup quarterback is Matthew Stafford.
Okay. Very good. Oh, I'm rooting for our captain. That's in that league. That's who I'm rooting for. And then after him, I'm rooting for Schwarber and his crew because I like him. Hit 3 home runs last night. Ridiculous. Ridiculous game for Kyle Schwarber.
That the go-ahead one that he hit. I mean,
he's unbelievable.
It's that late season Phillies magic. You worry about them recapturing
100%.
It because when they get it, it like sticks around for a while, and it's tough to overcome. We've seen it up close what that late season Phillies magic looks like.
Yeah.
All right, set the menu for the show today, and obviously with no Padres game last night, any sports talk show in America worth its salt would be doing a multi-part NFL preview today.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even ask. I didn't even bother asking. In fact, why don't we just do it right now? You guys pick your Super Bowl winner, and that'll be our NFL preview. You got 10 seconds to come up with your winner of the Super Bowl, and we'll consider that our Ben and Woods official 2024 NFL preview.
Kansas City.
I'll take San Francisco. Okay. All right, we're done.
All right,
that was the Ben and Woods 2024 NFL preview.
Are you ready for some football?
Actually, tomorrow is Thursday. We will start back the NFL threesome.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that NFL it was coming threesome. Back. I do like the NFL threesome.
Yeah, you had to leave yesterday early. You had to go to Costco and get socks.
I did.
Did you get some?
I did get socks.
What? Personal foul, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
I want to talk about your Costco socks before we dive headlong into
the menu.
Right. You have no socks on right now.
No.
Were these dress socks?
No.
Were they athletic socks?
Yes, the shorts, like golf socks that I wear with shorts.
Okay.
They come up just above the, you know,
so
shoe line.
I've started going
like ankle.
Ankle
socks.
Does this look like
those
I
are
have
no
socks
show?
On?
Those are no show socks. Shows. I don't like no show socks.
Why? Feels like a condom, kind of on your foot. It really does.
I feel like they don't stay completely on my foot, and
they
start riding under.
I've tried
even the Lulu ones that we got.
Yeah, these
they start riding under my foot. So I need just a little more up the ankle to make sure they stay there.
So I was in the gym yesterday. And I was looking at the program that I was doing, and I did all the things that I needed to do. I did the lunges, the leg extension, the leg curls. I did the leg press, and then I looked down, and there were two versions of calf exercises. And I looked around at some of the other guys in the gym, and we're talking handsome, yoked, shredded, tan. I looked at every other man in the gym, and you know what I thought to myself? It was not, I don't envy any man. I don't, for anything. And it was more pride. I said, I'm going to get up here and I'm going to do these just to complete my program. But I, along with every other guy in here, I see you over there with your big headphones on and your sleeve tattoo and your huge biceps and triceps. And then I look down and I see your skinny little legs. And I think to myself, my man, Ben Higgins comes in here and slays you and slays him and slays me. So I did my calf exercises, Ben, and I did them with a smile.
Look at that.
Because I know they'll never compare. And I know that no dude in there can compete with my guy, Ben Higgins. You've never seen anything like those. And I know every one of those guys would give everything that they had to have calves like yours. And I wasn't envious. I was on the thing doing the calf raises, laughing to myself. What a joke this is. Why am I doing this? Because I'll never compare to Ben's.
When they were handing out calves, I was first in line that day.
Literally.
Got up early.
You, Phil.
Waited all night.
After that, it's everybody's
second. We need to get
place.
Ben like some wraparound tribal ink on his calves.
Oh, yes! Yeah, if you ever get a tattoo, you
that's
have
to. Probably where it goes.
You have to do the wraparound.
Draw the attention
yes.
down there.
Yes.
Like, ladies, look at this. I mean, they're stunning. And they're tan. And they're firm. I mean, it is unbelievable. But I felt like pride. Not envy. I was like, I'm proud of him.
Thank you.
Because nobody, everyone's in there just grinding.
There's really
on
nothing
calf.
To be proud of. If I had been working on them my whole life and this is the end result, then I could be proud of them.
That's the thing that
don't do a leg day ever.
He's never done a calf raise in his life. Never. And they're unbelievable. They're bodybuilder calves. I mean, like, you kill
them. Oh, Ben.
People.
How do you get the calves?
People.
I spent my entire workout yesterday pretty much doing abs. I have no abs.
No.
I worked hard on the abs.
No.
Nothing. I got nothing there.
It's the worst.
Do nothing with the calves. They're great. What is the point? I never totally understood it.
Of abs or calves?
No, of working out, because it doesn't seem to work that well.
It's not great. It's not great at all. But
would you sacrifice any of the calves to have like more abs? Little less calves.
He's got
but
so much
abs.
To spare.
I would sacrifice a little bit to spread it around.
Spread the wealth.
I just thought, man, the guys in here would kill for
that. A golf walker, Dub J, says that is part of it. I do walk on the golf course up and down the hills of Goat Hill, so that does help a little bit.
Yeah, I feel that.
All right, you ready for the menu today?
Let's go.
All right, we'll look around at the league. You know, if you were doing some scoreboard watching yesterday with the hopes that someone might help out your San Diego Padres on the road to the National League playoffs.
No.
You were sorely disappointed last night. We can talk about Buddy Stans as we hit September 4th here in the pennant race. We're officially on, and it is time for standings and scoreboard watching at this point. We've gotten to the point in the season where that is actually relevant, and we'll talk about Yu Darvish's return and game two of the series against the Detroit Tigers coming up tonight at Petco Park. And then it's a big, as you said, grand slam, a full line, bases loaded lineup for us today. On a Big League Wednesday, Adam Jones is going to be with us at 7:35 this morning, checking in. Brett Boone, 8:35 with his weekly segment. And then Jesse Agler, since we didn't have an incorporator yesterday, given the day off for the San Diego Padres. Jesse will join us at 9 o'clock this morning. Paulie's got his round of report, and of course, Welsh Fryer will be in sometime around the middle of the show when the world will stop spinning, apparently. Just for him.
Sweet little baby. Sweet little angel.
Kid's like waking up.
He's like, what the hell has phones blowing up? Like,
I have to have sex with a who?
Have to.
I get to.
You get to. It's a privilege. A treat.
Oh, man.
That's your show for today. We'll start a little baseball talk when we come back. Why can't, one team could help out somewhere?
Is there a worse team?
The Angels came close.
Is there a worse team than the Boston? How many times have the Red Sox let us down in the last couple of weeks? Two series now. I mean, they're just killing
Not
us.
A single game.
Nope.
Not a single game
Absolute
of help.
Losers.
That is, at least the Padres don't need help.
Correct. Thank God. This would, that
can
would
you
be
imagine,
excruciating.
Yeah, we can talk about that, how painful that would be if you're trying to chase down one of these teams. We'll get to that coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Well, a brief check of the National League playoff standings this morning shows the Padres still holding the first wild card spot. It's just a little bit tighter than it was yesterday after not getting any help last night from any other team. I mean, it's baseball. Someone's supposed to lose.
Dude.
But it did not happen. We'll talk a little bit about the results and why, I don't know, the Padres are going to have to just do this themselves going forward after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Start with the National League West race for a second, because to Annie and Elston after our show yesterday, and I thought Craig laid it out pretty smartly when he talked about it. Obviously, there are a lot of Padres fans. We'd all love to see the Padres chase down the Dodgers, win a division title, but you have to remember that the Dodgers, if they're going to blow, which is now a 5.5 game lead. So last night they were in Anaheim, Shohei Ohtani's return, and they actually got a game from the Angels. It was 2-2 late. No one could score. Went to extra innings, and the Dodgers scored 4. Three-run homer from Mookie Betts. Ended up winning 6-2 and picking up another half game. So they now lead the Padres by 5.5 games in the NL West, which is not insurmountable in normal circumstances. You can have a good month and make up 5.5 games on a team. But you also need that other team to start playing poorly, or at least mediocre. I mean, you can't make up ground on a team that is winning 7 out of every 10 games, 8 out of every 10 games. It's really not possible. So unless the Dodgers cool off considerably, and they are as hot as they've been in a long time right now, there's not really an avenue for the Padres to come back. I know they've got those 3 games against the Dodgers at the end of the season. Maybe if you can whittle it down by a couple of games and win all 3 of those.
That still means you have to pick up
You still have to pick up 3 games essentially, yes, going in, or 2 games going into that series to have a shot, which you could do, but the realistic path to a division title is just not one I think you want to put a lot of eggs in that basket if you're a Padres fan right now. Dodgers are just playing. They're playing well. They're hot. Hopefully they're getting a little too hot too early and can fizzle out by the time October arrives. But right now they are just finding ways to win games.
Yep.
They've gotten healthier, obviously. Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, even Freddie Freeman seems to be bouncing back from his injuries. They're like at the beginning of the season when they were kind of all clicking on all cylinders. So it's just not likely that the Padres are going to be able to chase them down.
This is and I said this last month when the Diamondbacks started to get really hot and the San Diego Padres got really hot. I said, this is fun. This is great. But this is worst case scenario if you don't want to see the Dodgers do well in October. They are never challenged in August, ever. They're never challenged in August. I mean, the Giants challenged them a few years ago. But for the most part, man, they got this thing locked up there on Easy Street. Now, they still have it fairly locked up. They know they're going to the playoffs, but it's a completely different ball game with Arizona and San Diego at least attempting to breathe down their neck. This is making them sharp. This is sharpening them like they haven't been sharpened in a long time. So, you know, listen, the Dodgers were the favorite to win the World Series before the season started. I think they're probably still the favorite. But anything can happen in October. But them getting hot right now and staying this hot is ultimately a bad thing for us, certainly. So, yeah, I don't know that you need to go nuts trying to chase them down. You do what you can. You handle your business. You keep winning series and let the chips fall where they may. What you can't do if you're a Padres fan is really get too upset or worried about it. 81 wins was the projection for this team. All right, they're going to hit that in the next few days. This team has a 96% chance to make the playoffs. That's what matters. And if you can keep your eye on that prize, I think it's going to be better for all of our mental state.
And none of us really expected the Angels to do anything last night.
100%.
You know, the fact that it was even close gave you a little hope, but it didn't happen. Now, the Arizona Diamondbacks, that's a different story. That's a legitimate race with legitimate consequences and rewards for winning it, namely a home playoff series in the wild card round if you can finish ahead of Arizona. And last night, the Diamondbacks were in San Francisco to take on the Giants. Not a great Giants team, but one that, you know, at home, you're hoping can give the Diamondbacks some problems. Well, Diamondbacks have been really hot lately as well. Randall Grichuk hit a pair of home runs. They built a big lead, and I kind of was 7-2, and I thought, there goes that one. Then all of a sudden, Giants come back, and I flipped that game on. It was on ESPN Plus since there was no Padres game, and I'm watching. They pull within 7-6. It's the eighth inning. They got the tying run at third. Strikeout, end of the inning. Arizona adds one. It's 8-6. They go to the ninth. They got their new closer, Martinez, in, throwing 101. But the Giants, Yastrzemski gets a single, and then there's an RBI double, so it's 8-7. They got the tying run at second base with one out, and I'm going, come on, Giants. Come on, Bob Melvin. What did I tell you was going to happen yesterday? Bob Melvin's going to
find a way
to lose by one in that
Bob
game.
Bob Melvin's wondering, what pitcher am I going to throw out there today so I can lose by one?
By one. And, of course, they could not come through with a runner in scoring position in a clutch situation at the end of the game. Remember that feeling, Padres fans? And the Diamondbacks held on for an 8-7 win, picking up a half game on the Padres. So they're now just a half game back in the National League wild card race. And this one looks like it will come down to the wire. And that last series against Arizona could end up being pretty critical in determining home field advantage in the playoffs.
Now, there was a team that I really had dead and buried, and I know they've handled us pretty well this year, and that's the New York Mets. I did not think the New York Mets really had a prayer, and they had played some really bad baseball. Well, they are also getting hot at the right time, Benny. They have won now 6 in a row.
Do you know that the Padres have handed the Mets 2 of their last 3 losses,
yeah,
and that was like 2 weeks ago.
Dude, they are
playing really well. You look back at that Padres series, and we're kind of going, 2 out of 4 against the Mets? No, that's actually a good result against the Mets right now. They have not lost 2 to anybody else in like the last 3 weeks.
And I have less than zero faith that the Boston Red Sox, who did this to us against Arizona, just worthless, absolutely worthless the whole time against them.
All together now.
Cook them on mushrooms. Absolute turd factory in Boston. Worthless.
It's not like they have nothing to play for.
Exactly.
The Royals have lost 7 in a row. Had the Red Sox had a good week, they could be right there in the wild card race, but they're still 4.5 games back because they've lost 4 straight.
Yeah, they lost 4 in a row and 7 out of their last 10. And could definitely help us out by handling the Mets. You got to cool those guys off at some point, too, because, again, Francisco Lindor playing at an MVP level.
If Shohei Ohtani did not exist, I think Francisco Lindor would be your National League MVP.
No brainer. They're going to give it to Shohei. They were 100%.
He's going to have a 50-50 season. You have to give it to him.
He's even as a DH. 50-50 guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah, even as a DH.
I think 50-50 pretty much locks it up.
That's fine. I mean, who cares? You know, what is he going to do in October? We'll see. If he stays this locked in, they're going to ride him all the way to the World Series.
He hit his 30th. Pete Alonso hit his 31st. Mark Vientos, good player.
Good player.
His 22nd. And the Mets beat the Red Sox 7-2 to stay hot. And by the way, they're breathing down the necks of the Atlanta Braves, just a half game back for that last playoff spot. We weren't really expecting the Rockies to do anything against Chris Sale. They obliged. They did absolutely nothing against Chris Sale.
Some of the easiest money you're going to make.
He's also cruising. He's cruising to a Cy Young Award. Seven more shutout innings. What is he, 16-3 now? Something like that this season. He's in nuts. 16-3.
Red Sox traded him for Vaughn Grissom, by the way. They are on fire. Vaughn Grissom for Chris Sale.
So with the Red Sox losing again, you know who's now the closest team to a playoff spot in the American League? It's the Detroit Tigers.
The Tigers.
The team that is playing here at Petco Park. They are 4.5 games back of the Kansas City Royals and not out of it. They're waking up this morning. They're looking at the Red Sox struggling. They're looking at the Mariners falling apart. They're looking at the Royals losing 7 in a row. And I guarantee you, they're walking into the clubhouse at Petco Park going,
"We need
guys,
to win.
If we can get hot, if we start tonight, we can make the playoffs. There's no reason we can't make the postseason. This is a dangerous Tigers team the next 2 days. They have that one thing. They've got hope.
Hope.
Which is, sometimes in short supply in September in baseball. But they're waking up this morning with buckets of it right now. And they're going to be an extremely, extremely motivated team tonight and tomorrow night at Petco Park.
Let me say this, man. If you're a baseball purist, you probably hate the extra wild card. This is the greatest thing that's happened to baseball since God knows. I mean, this is spectacular theater. I don't know how many more eyeballs it's going to get, but I'll tell you what, man. Detroit, people now watching the Tigers. They're going to be watching. They're going to be tuning in. People in Seattle, more invested. You know, there's so many good things to like about this. Think about all the teams that are still in it, man, with a month left to play. This is brilliant for baseball. I don't care what you say. I don't think it waters it down at all. I think this is absolutely spectacular for the game of baseball.
Our 8:35 guest, Brett Boone, I saw he posted a video, Booney's Quick Hits, on Instagram. He was talking about the playoff structure, and he goes, look, as a player, as an old school guy, I hated it. I would have hated this idea. I played 162 games. It put emphasis on winning your division, one wild card team. That's how we did it. He goes, but I'm retired now. Yeah. He goes, as a media guy, as a fan of the game, I love
this. I promise you, Brett Boone, his tune would change if he was still the second baseman for the Seattle Mariners, because they're still in it as badly as they played. They're still playing for something in September, you know, and that means something to those players.
I mean, it's like as late as like the end of July, we still had six teams all just huddled around each other in the wild card race.
I love it.
It was always kind of nuts when we were growing up and there was four divisions and the only way to make the playoffs was to win them. That you had three quarters of your teams. Well, there was the East and the West in both the American and the National.
Oh, earlier.
Four divisions in the entire game of baseball. The only way to make the playoffs, to make the championship series, was to win that division. 1984, Padres had to win the West to play the Cubs, who won the East, in the championship series. You had like seven teams in each division. You were in sixth place in June, like, good luck. I mean, your games are now meaningless
for 4 months. 4 months, tuned out as a fan.
How they took so long until, 1995 to finally come up with a wild card, just one? Yeah. Just to, like, make a few more of these games meaningful at the second half of summer?
I love
it's kind of nuts that they waited so long to do it.
I absolutely love this. It is excruciating, which is what sports should be. It should be excruciating at times, and that's what it is. And if you're a fan of one of those teams on the bubble, you're a Detroit Tigers fan, bro, you're in it in September. You are in it.
What more do you want?
What more do you ask for? Like, you did not expect to be in it. Hey, let's be completely honest. We didn't really expect to be in it. We sure had a lot of hope, and if things break the right way, we didn't really expect to be in it. But with this new wild card, we always knew there was a chance. And now, now you just have to handle business, Benny.
The one National League contender that did lose yesterday was the Milwaukee Brewers, who fell in 12 innings to the St. Louis Cardinals, 7-4. Just their second loss in 8. Really have a bunch of stars. But they've been playing as well or better than anybody here this last month. He's been huge. Big as Jackson Merrill has probably been for the Padres, just for not quite as long. But he's been amazing. But they lost Yelich. Obviously, they traded away Burns. You look at a team like that, they got no hope. I thought maybe last place. And no, they are running away with that division now. That big American League series, the Guardians beat the Royals 7-1. The Guardians pulling away, the Royals falling apart at the very bad moment of the season, but they still got that 4.5-game cushion over the Tigers, so they certainly would expect to be in the postseason, but you don't want to have a team that's lost 7 in a row at this point in the year. No doubt about that. You mentioned Kyle Schwarber's home run in our open, the 10-9 win.
Home runs.
This is three of them, including the go-ahead three-run shot there in the top of the ninth or bottom of the eighth?
Bottom of the eighth.
Bottom of the eighth, and they beat the Blue Jays 10-9. And then finally, Pirates-Cubs, Paul Skeens did throw five shutout innings. Wasn't like overwhelmingly dominant. He had four hits, four walks, did strike out six. I don't think he ate too much into Jackson Merrill's lead in the National League Wild or Rookie of the Year race, but he did have a decent outing yesterday for the Pirates.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
But coming pitching once a week and throwing five innings is not how you're going to catch Jackson Merrill.
They'll make that game will make an appearance and don't do this as well.
Oh, but will
it's not Paul Skeens' fault.
Okay. Our baseball,
I love Paul Skeens.
Our baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. And by the way, Diamondbacks are getting healthier as well. They activated Christian Walker yesterday.
Oh, man.
Ketel Marte is expected back any day now. That's what I heard.
Now, I got him on my fantasy team, Ben. The last update I saw from Ketel was like he's not started to swing a bat yet, but maybe it's been updated.
I was listening to MLB radio. They said soon. They didn't give a timetable on it, but they did lose Lourdes Gurriel Jr. to the injured list, though. I think it was a calf injury. He's been one of their contributors that kind of helped him steady the ship while guys like Walker and Marte have been out. So a little bit healthier, but they also lose kind of a key player going forward. Every injury at this point becomes even more critical because when you get hurt late in the season, you wonder, is that going to affect someone in the postseason?
Oh, yeah, he is coming back, Marte. Marte could be activated from the 10-day IL during the team's upcoming road trip. Yeah, getting Fernando back was great. Getting Ketel Marte and Christian Walker back is pretty epic for your team.
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun last couple weeks of the season. We'll be following it closely. Take a look ahead at Yu Darvish's return and play some Take on Woods when we come back on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the Free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.